Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. This week, following on from Easter, I want to reflect on the centrality of the cross. And today we think a bit more about why did Jesus die. Let's read from Isaiah 53, verse 10. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. Today's lesson, Jesus' death, although carried out by people who are guilty of their sin, was ultimately according to God's plan to save sinners. Say that again. Jesus' death, although carried out by people who are guilty of their sin, was ultimately according to God's plan to save sinners. If you were to ask the average person about the reason for Jesus' death, my guess is that the main answer would be something around him being a martyr because he taught what was good. I don't think that many would see Jesus' death as being principally about being carried out by the will of God. This sounds outrageous. And however, we are to see in the gospel message that God gave what was most dear to him, his only son, in order to redeem those who had most profoundly offended him. In Isaiah 53:10, it speaks of the drivers behind Christ's death. His death involved many different people, such as Roman soldiers, Pilate, the Jewish people, priests, Judas Iscariot, and others. However, God's word makes it clear that it was ultimately God's will that Jesus be crucified. It was not ultimately according to the actions of any human being, but according to God's will. Isaiah 53:10 affirms this truth. We read, it was the Lord's will to crush Jesus and to cause him to suffer and to make his life an offering for sin. Jesus' death was not an accident, but a deliberate plan. Why would God do this? The first verse goes on to say that through Christ's death, he would see his offspring and prolong his days. In other words, through his sacrificial death, Jesus would bring new life and hope to many. As we reflect on this passage, we're reminded that the death of Jesus was not in vain. It was not simply a tragic event, but a purposeful act of love and sacrifice. Through his death, we can find forgiveness, hope, and new life. It is through the cross that we're reconciled to God and can experience the fullness of his love. So in response, Jesus' death, although carried out by people who are guilty of their sin, was ultimately according to God's plan to save sinners. Let us then approach the cross with reverence and gratitude, knowing that by God's will, Jesus died to save people like us. May we never take for granted the immense love and grace that God has shown to us through Christ. God bless you.